From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a child suicide bomber carried out Saturday's attack on a wedding party in southeast Turkey. The attack killed at least 51 people and wounded scores, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan said Sunday initial evidence shows the bomber was between 12 and 14 years of age. He said the Islamic State extremists appear to have executed the attack in the city of Gaziantep near the Syrian border. In an earlier written statement, Mr. Erdogan said there is no difference between the Islamic State and militants of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party and followers of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he blames for a coup attempt last month. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many of the militants were captured. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremonies at the Olympics. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics today features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. This is VOA News.